President.
Yeah.
I have Mr. Ehrlichman calling you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Lolo.
Yes, sir.
Well, they have quite a tale of horrors to tell. The bit of information that they had was that Hunt has decided to tell all to the grand jury Monday at 2. That the way they put it, it's not conclusive, but my suspicion is that Bittman, his lawyer, made a deal with the government so that Bittman does not get caught in this obstruction of justice business. But he will...
Bittman, Hunt's lawyer?
Right. He will implicate the committee lawyers, Parkinson and O'Brien, as the bagmen and the transmitters of money through Hunt to the Cubans and through Hunt to Mrs. Hunt for other people and so on and so forth.
Why will Hunt do this, so they say?
They think simply because he has no incentive to stand mute now. He sees the whole thing going up in smoke, and he just doesn't want to be the only guy holding the bag.
You think he's going to get something out of it, though?
I think Bittman is the guy who's getting something out of it. And, of course, Hunt purges himself of contempt when he does this, so he gets a little something out of it, certainly.
This is at the committee, however.
No, this is at the grand jury. Beat this thing to the punch, and they have several suggestions.
Fire Dean.
Well, no, that's a minor aspect of this all. They don't hardly get to that. Incidentally, I've got Coulson's long basic document, which was written before he knew that Hunt was going, and that has fire Dean and these other things in it.
Yeah.
First thing Shapiro says is to restate very clearly that criminal conduct is not embraced within executive privilege. Never was intended to cover it.
Well, that isn't for me, but that's for somebody else to do that.
Yeah, but he means from here, Justice Department.
Either you or,
Kleindienst could do that, but no act, no criminal act is within the scope and so on.
Right. I agree with that.
Secondly, someone, Coulson says me, Shapiro says Fred Fielding or somebody, but if somebody comes into you and lays out the damaging evidence, the U.S. attorney is given the damaging evidence by somebody in the president's behalf. Next, the president's man goes to see Gordon Liddy and says, Gordon, I don't know what you may have been promised, but obviously no one had authority to promise you a pardon. The only way you could be entitled to any consideration in a case of this kind would be by coming clean, by telling the truth. And the president very much wants you to tell the truth, always has wanted you to tell the truth, regardless of...
You'd have Mueller,
Then you have stolen a march on Hunt. You have broken the case by persuading Liddy to come clean. He's the key to the Watergate thing. The focus is all on Watergate with Liddy. And you have demonstrated your desire that it all come out.
That's their plan. Well, how's this all affect Coulson?
Well, I don't know how it all affects Coulson. Hunt has got to talk a lot about Coulson, I would guess.
That's the other point. Yeah. He wants to keep Hunt silent.
One marginal piece of news that they brought in that has Coulson a little shook is that McCord has told the U.S. attorney that he participated in an operation with Hunt to go out to Las Vegas, leave their airplane with the engines going, standing by, go into town, bust Hank Greenspun's safe, steal some stuff from it, jump back in the airplane, and come on back. And that Coulson masterminded it.
What in the name of God would that be?
I can't imagine. But Coulson stoutly and devoutly maintains that he never heard a thing about it. That never heard of it before. Never heard of Hank Greenspun before. And so forth.
Yeah. Well, you see, you've got to analyze all of this, John, as you, of course, know, in terms of what Coulson and Shapiro are thinking of.
Sure.
But why don't you think it over a bit?
I will.
See where we go from here.
It's another Mitchell tubing. Their whole point is that sometime between now and 2 o'clock Monday afternoon, you have to sink Mitchell, and that every minute counts.
I have to sink Mitchell.
In order to detach yourself from it, because otherwise Hunt will have conclusively sunk him, and nothing you can do thereafter could get out ahead of it.
What do they say? In essence, Hunt is going to testify. Is that it?
Right.
When?
2 o'clock Monday.
Mm-hmm. And on that occasion, he's going to say, watch. Let's run that over again with me, if you will.
He will tell about his conversation with Liddy, where Liddy said, we have to do this because Mitchell insists on it.
Right.
He will say Liddy told him that he shouldn't Liddy wasn't going to testify because Mitchell was going to get him a presidential pardon. Participated.
How do we handle that, the presidential pardon thing? We just deny it.
Flat out deny it.
Vigorously, strong. Frankly, it's not only a flat out denial. It's totally true.
That's right.
Mitchell's never discussed the goddamn case with me.
Right.
Of course, the way he says, Mitchell says he's going to get a pardon. Well, that's Mitchell. Not that that's any comfort.
Spiro has an interesting line. I said, what would you do if you were John Mitchell's attorney?
Yeah.
He said, very simple. He said, I'd do two things. First thing I would do is try and stop the Irvin hearings. The second thing I would do is come in and try and prove insanity. He said, Mitchell shows all kinds of signs of mental deterioration.
Really?
And,
forgetfulness
and drinking and shaking and, his wife's problem. And he didn't want to leave the Justice Department, and he went over to this mess at 1701, and he never got a hold of it, and he was confused, and this and that, and the other thing.
It never worked, but go ahead.
He said, you know, I'll bet I could find 20 witnesses who would come in and say the John Mitchell of today is different than the John Mitchell of 60.
Yeah, well, that won't work. Stuff. What else? What was
that? That's it. That's all.
Well, that won't work.
That's all.
Oh.
But he says that Mitchell has to be aware of these other two grand juries going, and that is certainly adding to his mental confusion at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, all that you said doesn't particularly change anything that we talked about this afternoon.
No, not really. Not really.
Except the...
It's cumulative in many respects.
Well, except the Hunt thing. I don't know.
I think I had better let Dean know this in case he doesn't know it. Because this will change some of this aftermath business, I think. Because Hunt is an actor in that aftermath business.
I mean, that Dean then would say that he...
Well, I don't know if it would change his testimony any, but he certainly ought to be aware that it's happening.
Now, let me ask you to do this, and you check with Bob on it.
He's sitting right here.
You've got to figure, what will put yourself in Magruder's and Mitchell's place? What are they going to do? Now, are they going to, is Mitchell going to sit here and...
No, I don't mind.
So. I don't really think so.
What do you think he's going to do?
Come in.
Huh? I think they'll come in to the U.S. Attorney. I think Magruder's ready now.
Come in and confess?
Sure.
Yeah, but what are they going to do? They're going to piss on the White House. That's what I'm worried
about.
Oh,
I see. I see.
What you want to say?
I don't think Magruder will. I think Higby sewed him up pretty tight on this telephone thing.
Yeah,
as far as Bob's concerned.
That's not evidence, of course.
He'll try and get Dean and Strawn into this, I think.
Higby will?
No.
I mean, Magruder will?
Yeah.
But you see, the telephone conversation is not evidence, John.
I understand, but it's a prior inconsistent statement, and Higby's a witness, and he refreshes his recollection by a recorded conversation.
Which was illegal.
Well, sure, but nevertheless, it's a basis for refreshment.
All right, fine. What does Mitchell say? What the hell does he do? He doesn't want to hurt the president. That's for damn sure. This is a decent man.
Well, if I were Mitchell, I'd get on a plane, and I'd come down here and ask to see you. And I'd come in and say, I've put this meeting off as long as I can.
Now
you've got to know what happened.
Right.
And it's up to you as to what I do from here.
You see, you can be very considerate about a former attorney general, you know.
Sure.
That's the point that he's got to realize. But goddamn, he may just decide to stronghold and fight it through. They'll never win on that, will
they? I can't see that he would. He's just
with Liddy
hand and foot.
With Liddy cracking, if Liddy cracks and Hunt cracks, shit. But no, Hunt's hearsay, though.
Well, he's hearsay on a lot of it. He's not hearsay on Colson, and that may be a problem for us.
I really think Colson is deeply concerned about Hunt, don't
yeah,
you?
I'm sure he is.
Or did you sense that from your meeting?
He had Hunt talk to Shapiro a long time.
Yeah.
The day.
Yeah.
At that time, Hunt was of a frame of mind that he was not going to say anything.
Right. But now he is.
Now he is. And I think Bittman has brought him around.
Bittman, who is Hunt's attorney.
Right.
And I don't know what's in it for Hunt to come around.
Well, what the hell? He probably figures he isn't going to get a presidential pardon.
That's what right. It gets down to.
Sure.
Let's face it. And he isn't. You know goddamn well I can't give him a pardon.
That's right.
They're looking right in the... And Colson sort of made all these protestations perhaps to him, and he knows damn well we can't come true on him.
Because
Colson has no commitment.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's it?
And Colson isn't here anymore, and the thing is obviously going a different direction. And
so Hunt says, good God, let's cut my losses.
Colson probably said, you know, the White House will hardline this thing, and you don't have a thing to worry about.
Yeah. So Hunt then will pull the plug, and isn't that really Colson's concern, that Hunt will pull the plug on him?
He didn't say so, but I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. And he's probably doing everything he can to get a line around Hunt at this point.
But at the present time, for God's sakes, keep him from talking. And
no, what I mean, talking, I mean...
I understand.
Tell the truth, but for Christ's sakes,
I couldn't go off on his own.
I couldn't raise that other question with Shapiro here. Yeah, but I will. And the other,
yeah, I know. I'll talk to him tomorrow.
Okay. All right, fine.